1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to a new road rage ramble. Hopefully my phone doesn't decide to be a cunt like it was the other day when I went to get coffee. So just for your guys' information, any of you guys who weren't a part of the train wreck that was my caffeine-fueled episode that I had the other day. So the other day I drank... What the fuck? Oh my god, this person. Turn your fucking blinker on, you fucking idiot. Oh. I have to like constantly check my phone to make sure that it's recording. And where I'll go, can't explain, you'll never know. So I'm going to Starbucks right now to get a coffee. And then I'm going to go get Jack in the Box. I don't like Jack in the Box coffee, so that's why I'm going to Starbucks first, because I don't think that they have espresso. Oh, actually, you know what? I should have stayed in the other lane. I don't think that they have espresso at Jack in the Box. So, yeah. So, the other day, I recorded my ramble. Was that a cop? Oh. The other day when I recorded my ramble, of course, there's a huge line at fucking Starbucks. The other day that I recorded my ramble while I was driving, I came to Starbucks. And I think I got a coffee with 6 shots of caffeine in it. Of espresso in it. And I have right away, bitch. Don't fucking look at me. Yeah, I got a coffee with 6 shots of espresso in it. And it was, it was a good idea, you know, because, like, it was a bad idea. It was bad. Like, later on, I felt like my eyes were going to fall out of my face. My whole body felt tingly. And then yesterday, I just had, like, a really awkward... I was, like, in an awkward mood yesterday for some reason. And I think if I have to predict, I think it has to do with the fact that I was, like, coming off of all the caffeine that I had. And last night, I got 3 hours of sleep. If you don't know this about me already, I don't really sleep that well, so I don't sleep much. I got 3 hours of sleep and, I was like, I need caffeine, like ASAP. I was like, I need caffeine ASAP. So I had some tea thinking that the caffeine would like hype me up, and it didn't. It made me super drowsy. So I was like, I'm gonna go to Starbucks and get another coffee, but I'm not doing 6 shots of fucking espresso this time. Like, that's fucking, I don't know why I did that. I don't know why I do half the stupid shit that I do in my life, honestly. So I think I'm just gonna get like an espresso. I mean, I got a soy milk latte the other day, and I feel like there wasn't enough vanilla in it. So I'm gonna try and see if I can get them to put a pump. Well, I'm gonna ask for a pump of vanilla. Actually, I'm gonna ask for almond milk, but I'm gonna ask them if it's regular almond. Don't look at me. I'm gonna ask them if it's... Oh, that Tundra's a really nice color. I'm gonna ask them if it's regular almond milk or if it's, like, flavored. Because I think Starbucks only carries, like, vanilla soy milk. And then I'm gonna go to Jack in the Box. I, like, made myself a list of things that I have to do today, and Baby got him open all over town. Strictly gay, she don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day, true play away. Can't get it out of my mind, wow. Wow, wow. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides, no surprise. You guys want to know something? I'm going to go to Jack in the Box, and it's the first time I'm going to the Jack in the Box that I'm going to in like probably like 6 months, because the last time that I was there, somebody was super rude to me, and it made me so mad. I went full soccer mom and like called corporate on them. They were really rude though. Like, as somebody that like managed customer service, you know, like, I understand sometimes you get like customers that are rude, and so like you get a, you know, you get an attitude. I understand it because I used to work in like customer service. But like, I was super nice, and that bitch wasn't, I don't know what her problem was, and she was fucking rude. Hold on.
Done. Thank you for choosing
Starbucks.
What can I get for you?
Hi, can I get a venti? Well, how the soy milk that you guys have, is it just regular soy milk or is it like vanilla soy milk?
I'm so sorry, one more time.
The soy milk you guys carry, is it regular soy milk or is it like flavored? Hello? Yeah. The soy milk you guys carry, is it regular soy milk or is it flavored?
Regular.
Can I get a venti, oh, I'm so stupid. Soy milk latte?
A soy milk latte?
Yeah, it comes with 3 shots of espresso, right?
You want it iced or hot?
Iced.
Iced, 3.
Can I get one more?
One more, yeah.
And, oh, and then can I get a pump of vanilla syrup in it? Yeah, that's it. That's it.
All right, go ahead.
Thanks. I think their microphone's out because the girl came around the outside of the window. Anyway, oh yeah, so the last time that I went to Jack in the Box, I ordered my food and stuff. Like, the girl, first of all, was like super rude over the intercom. And I was just like, all right, maybe she's having a bad day. And then when I got to the window, like, when she gave me my debit card, like, she was super rude. And then, like, she gave me my order, and I don't know if you guys eat Jack in the Box or if you have Jack in the Box where you are, but I, what the fuck? I basically, like, this phone better be recording. Okay. I basically asked, she gave me my order, and then I said, what is this? Oh, okay. Anyway. I gave her my order, and then, I mean, she gave me my order, and then I said, she gave me my order, and then she slammed the window, and then I was like, what the fuck, and I, like, sat there in my car, like, waiting for her to open the window so she could see that I hadn't left and I needed something, and she didn't, come back, and so then I had to, like, I got out of my car and knocked on the window. She opened the window, and she was like, yeah. And I was like, can I get buttermilk? And then she was like, hold on. And then she slammed the window again, went and got buttermilk. And she got the buttermilk and, like, gave it to me in my hand. And, like, 2 of them fell out as she was passing them to me. Like, 2 of them fell out of our hands. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And she literally didn't say anything and slammed the window again. And I was like, this bitch, like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, what? And so I just ended up being like, all right, you know, whatever. And so she, it made me super mad. And so, like, I fucking called corporate on her. And then they called me from Jack in the Box to ask me if I wanted to, like, start a form, like, if I wanted something. And I was like, I don't want anything. I'm like, I just don't think that, like, there's no need to be rude like that. Like, especially when I wasn't even being difficult. Like, I understand that customers are assholes sometimes, but, like, I wasn't being an asshole, and so it was just annoying. And so this fucking car that's behind me, honestly, just might as well stick their dick in my ass, because they're up my ass right now, like, so hard. Woman, like, you don't have to pull up so close to me. I'm not going anywhere. Like, I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, the last time I went, I came to get coffee. I put 6 shots of espresso in my coffee, and I'm surprised I didn't die, because it was really bad. Like, I went on voice chat on Discord, and I was just, like, talking to everybody, and then later on, like, my body was, like, my whole body was just, it was awful. I don't know why I'm, and then, like, by the end of the day, like, oh, it was so stupid. So, like, I had literally ended my night, like, laying in bed with, just, like, laying in bed, with my arms and my legs outstretched, because I just felt so shitty. Like, it wasn't a good time at all. How much was my coffee? I don't even remember how much she said it was. Cool. Sorry, I'm reloading my Starbucks card. Anyway. So yeah, that was cool. Being on a caffeine high the other day was fucking cool. So much fun. I don't even know how much the total is. I don't know if they're, like, short-staffed or what's going on, but the Starbucks is a mess. What? Hi. I have a gift card balance that I need to use.
Is it a balance or like a...
It's $1.68. Thank you. Do you guys think that this will kill me? Especially if I already drank coffee earlier. I mean, like, drank a tea earlier. I really hate the taste of coffee. Oh, that was a good decision. That's a good decision on the pump of vanilla, honestly. I love myself. Have you guys seen that Vine of the little boy who says, "I love myself. Even though I look like a burnt chicken nugget, I still love myself." I love that Vine so much. Is there anybody coming? No, there is not, but there's another. Let's get some music that's, like, hype. Make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine's. Try that, we could be somewhere in the clouds. And tie, baby, there's no way without you and I. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. on doing? Wow, you're so cool because you have a Mustang and you're going so fucking fast. Sorry. I can't. I'm not ready. Get this off the train. I don't. Okay, listen, guys. I have no problem against people that ride bikes. I have a bike. I have a fixie, and I love it. But if you're gonna ride your fucking bike, get in your fucking lane. Why are you in the street? You're not a car. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just like. I hope. Okay, so I know a few of you guys asked for more road rage rambles. I hope you guys are satisfied right now. And I know that I haven't been super active on Reddit. And it's not like I was like focusing all of my attention on Patreon. It's just that like last month was my first full month that I did Patreon. And so I was trying to come up with like a recording schedule that's going to work for all the audios I have to do. Oh man, the coffee just kicked in like so hard. and so yeah, that's what I've been doing. Ew, can I turn here? No. Anyway, so why is this dumpster truck out? And I know because I had somebody message me because like I put that post up where I said that I was gonna try to be more active on Reddit. Someone was like, "Oh, well, you don't do like road rage rambles anymore, guys." Like, I work from home now. Like, I don't know if a lot of you guys know this. But I like work solely off of Patreon. Like that's what I do with my life. I am starting a new job, but I'm not starting the new job until August. So like for the next few months, that's what I'm going to be doing. And it's a lot of fun. Like I have a lot of fun making audios and stuff. I just like love when people tell me their ideas of what they want to hear. And then it gets me super excited when they hear that they liked it. So I, at this point in my life, like recording hasn't become a chore for me. It's really fun. And I used to do road rage rambles on my way from work. Like, my old job was, like, so stressful that, like, I literally would get in my car after work. And instead of, like, crying because I was so frustrated, I would just record myself rambling about bullshit that happened at work. And so that's how the road rage rambles started. That's what the purpose of them were. Oh, my God. Why is there so much traffic? Oh, my God. There's this car next to me with... Oh my, no, that's not real. They have, oh God, cowboy stars all over the car. Oh my God, it says cowboys on the front of their car. That's so tacky. Why would you do that? Oh my God. You guys want to know something? I don't have a problem against the Dallas Cowboys at all, but I hate the, okay, no. I don't like the Cowboys. It's not that I don't like the Cowboys. It's that the Cowboy fans make me hate the Cowboys. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but cowboy fans are the most obnoxious people in the entire fucking world. They're annoying. And it's the same thing with Spurs fans. Like, they act like the Spurs are the best thing to ever happen in the universe. It's just kind of like people from Texas in general, and I mean that as a Texan. Texas is very, very proud to be Texas. Like, and they're very proud of it because this person tried to cut this guy off. Fucking moron. They're very proud to be from Texas because, like, it's the Lone Star State. They're the only, a lot of people from Texas say, like, we're the, I need to take my shoes off. I can't drive with my shoes on. Is that weird? I can't drive bare, I have to drive barefoot everywhere. These people don't know how to stop at an intersection. I cannot believe that cowboy truck. I cannot believe it. That's so tacky. I cannot. Can you guys tell the difference in my energy level just from when I started drinking the coffee? I'm supposed to be turning left, but there's so much traffic. Yeah, I'm supposed to be turning left, but there's like so much traffic that I'm not gonna be able to get in the left lane. So I'm gonna have to like U-turn. Don't got night. so make me overnight it. You know what I hate about Shuffle? That it's supposed to shuffle the songs and it doesn't. It just plays the same songs over. It does shuffle them, but it shuffles the same songs over and over. And it's like, dude, there's plenty of other songs in here for you to shuffle. I don't understand. Is this person going to get in my lane? Are you going to get in my lane? You guys want to know something this motherfucker just did? Hijo de tu pinche madre, pinche pendejo, que no sabes era pinche luz, o qué? Chingada madre. I'm sorry. This person had their right blinker on. So I like didn't go so they could get in my lane and they turn left. Also, I know I said that I was gonna have to U-turn, but I actually was able to get in the left lane. And congratulations, you guys heard me cuss in Spanish. Road rage in Spanish.
About this back in Chicago, mercy, mercy me, not mercy a lot go. That's me, the first year that I blow. How you say broke in Spanish, me know I blow. We drown sorrow in that Diablo. We find bravery in my bravado. DJs need to listen to the models. You ain't got no fucking ease in your Serato. Stupid, but what the hell do I know?
I'm just a Chi-Town nigga
with a nice flow.
And my chick in that new Phoebe Philo. So much head, I woke up in Sleepy Hollow.
Can we get much higher?
Oh, 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 oh.
Look like a fat booty Celine Dion. Sex is on fire, I'm the king of Leona Lewis. Leona Jewis. Hey, teacher, teacher, tell me how do you respond to students and refresh the page and restart the memory. Stop the soul and rebuild the energy.
We stop the ignorance, we kill the enemy. Sorry for the night, 2 months are still visiting me.
The plan was to drink until the pain over. But what's worse, the pain or the hangover? Fresh air rolling down the window. Too many Urkels on your team, that's why your wind's low. Don't make me pull the toys out, huh?
Don't make me pull the toys.
Okay. And fire the engines.
God, Jesus,
at the mall there was a seance, just kids, no parents, then the stop.
Why is there so much traffic?
Oh my God, I'm never gonna be able to fucking do this.
God,
fires did declare us, but after that, took pills, kissed and errors, and won't go back in Paris.
Can we get much higher? So high.
Are these people gonna let me turn, or like you're just gonna cock block me? Are you gonna let me? Hurry the fuck up! Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, I can't with these drivers.
Can we get much higher?
I'm very sorry that you guys heard me screaming in Spanish. I'm embarrassed. You know what would be really cool if Spotify didn't just shuffle all the same fucking songs over and over?
This one.
You guys want to know something about this Jack in the Box? Something funny? Before I got the car that I have now, one time I was in the drive-thru, I realized that I forgot my wallet. This drive-thru. At this Jack in the Box, I totally forgot that I'd forgotten my wallet. So I was trying to back out and I wasn't paying attention and I hit the pole that's behind the drive-thru. And I was so embarrassed because it was like super busy. Like there's a big line in the drive-thru. Why is there so much traffic is what I want to know. And the pole was yellow. So like the whole back of like my car, it was like, there was like a yellow mark there and I had to get like the bumper replaced. But that was on my old car. It was the stupidest thing by far. Well, I mean, I've done a lot of stupid things like drink a 6 shots of espresso at one go. So I feel like this is not too much better because I just did 4 today. What am I getting?
I've been watching you for some time. Can't stop staring at those ocean eyes. Burning cities in napalm skies. 15th lives inside those ocean eyes. Your ocean eyes. Go fast.
Last time I did an audio. No.
She may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. Cedrazine, your fever screamed me again. Never kisses, or do you ever send a full stop?
Do you know where the walkies go? They go along to take your honey.
You guys are gonna hear my order at Jack in the Box, but it's not all for me. I'm buying food for me and my mother because I'm about to go to her house after I order my food. So please don't judge me. Can I get a number 3?
Number 3, small, medium, or large?
Large? With curly fries?
Regular fries or curly fries?
Curly, please. And then, as a drink, can I get a Sprite with easy ice? Does she want Sprite?
Curly fries or regular fries?
Curly fries?
Curly fries, okay.
And then, did you get easy ice on the Sprite?
For the easy ice on the Sprite?
Okay. Yes, please. And then, it's going to be an ultimate cheeseburger.
Ultimate cheeseburger combo or just the burger?
Just the burger, and then medium curly fries?
Medium french fries?
Medium curly fries.
Okay.
And then 2 orders of tacos.
4 tacos?
Yes, please.
Anything else, sir?
That's it.
It's going to be $19.20 at your first window. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you know where the wild things go? They go along, take your home.
You guys want to know something? Jack in the Box was my first job.
She may contain the urge to run away, but hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows.
I fucking hated that job. I also worked at Target for a while. And after I quit that fucking job, I burned all of the red shirts that I had for work.
please don't go, please don't go. I love you so, I love you so. Please don't go, please don't go. I love you so, I love you so. Please break my heart.
Please don't go, please don't go. I love you so, I love you so.
I wonder if this girl in the drive-thru can hear me talking inside my car.
Please break my heart. Please don't go. I'll lead you home. I love you so, I love you so, I love you so. Please don't go.
Me fronteó y me dijo tira pa' atrás.
Quería que la retara. Por dentro de ella llevo mucho mala y no refleja en su cara.
Vive la vida con mucha felicidad y en el fin de semana y no le...
One, two. Anyway, that's it. I'm gonna end this now because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore. It's been real, guys. Thanks so much. What was I gonna say? I'm gonna try to record my AMA today or tomorrow, probably today.
First things first, rest in peace, sucker fair.
And
you the only father that I ever knew. I get my bitch straight and I'ma be a better you.
I'm gonna go now. So yeah, there's gonna be a new audio tomorrow after Game of Thrones. I will also be posting my Discord server link with this audio. So if you guys want to hit us up, you can. Everybody and they're so much fun and they're so funny. And I'm super stoked about finally getting you guys the link, and I'm excited, especially because I'm like not really that active on Reddit anymore. I'm really excited to like share that with you guys. Where's my debit card? It's a lot of fun. And I do like voice chats and shit in there with you guys. So if you are into that, then please join us. And just send me pictures of your cats and your dogs and your pets, please.
Desperado.
There is currently 2 audios on Patreon that are early access, so they're not going to be up on Reddit for like another 2 weeks. Sorry. No. No. Yes. Thank you.
Sorry about that.
No, it's cool. Thanks. Oh my god. I hope you guys enjoy this. Do people not know that the appropriate distance between you and another car should be? Because I apparently, all these people do you ever drive and wonder how people got their license? Because they're just fucking stupid. Because it happens to me every time that I drive somewhere. Every fucking time. It's remarkable how much it happens to me. Okay, I'm just going to go before I keep like yelling about traffic. Thanks for listening if you listen to all of this. And I wonder, please let me know if you guys could tell the change in my energy, because I do feel like a lot better now that I drink the coffee. Bye.